To download 720 WGN, I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. Here today is top stories. In Springfield, the Illinois Senate did what they do best, and that's nothing. Senator Dan Harmon told reporters today that he had the votes to override the gun licensing veto, but didn't call it to a vote because they didn't have the votes in the House. So why go on record and embarrass everybody or give political points to somebody else? Politics as usual, even in an election season. So he has the votes to override, but he doesn't want to put them on record. Regardless of which side you're on in this issue, and recent polls say 70% of Illinoisans do want the override, but regardless, this is how government is not supposed to work. That's how politics works. There should be a difference, but I guess campaign flyers and attack ads are now the true leaders of our state. For shame, man. Come on. What gets done in Springfield? First, no vote on banning tackle football for 10-year-olds, and now no gun licensing. State Dems and state Republicans, not your finest days. Like I said yesterday, maybe it's time for vacation. A fire in a building on Jewelers Row today gutted a few places of business, destroying records and offices, but not the gemstones. Gemstones. Good. Did this actually happen, or is it just a promotion for the new Avengers Infinity Wars movie? Right? Gemstones? Infinity Stones? A purple giant from space was seen walking down Wabash today, and he was intercepted by a man the size of an ant. Phil Rogers, NBC News. Did you see the big investigative piece on ABC7 the other day about how Metra commuters are standing all the way home because of super crowded trains? Yeah, they're super crowded because most Metra trains are running short a car or two because of repairs or weather. And Metra just doesn't have the funds or resources to replace those cars, even though they just raised fares this year. I didn't know this was happening. As a former daily commuter on Metro, I'm annoyed that I didn't know this. Standing room only all the way to Aurora? What? That's unacceptable, right? First you take away the drinking cars, now this? Maybe time to change the slogan. Maybe from Metro, the only way to fly, to how about Metro, the only way to stand? That's ridiculous, man. I mean, even shows that are sold out pull out the folding chairs. You know, like if you're at a picnic and you run out of seats, someone's like, well, I got a couple, you know, let me go to the garage real quick. Metro needs to go to the garage. Housing Secretary Ben Carson is proposing higher rents for those who live in public housing. Well, yeah, that was the problem all along. Good job. You nailed it. Now maybe the CHA can have more of a surplus. Good work. The nominee for Veterans Affairs Secretary is under fire for allegedly wrecking a government vehicle while intoxicated after leaving a Secret Service party. Hey, we've all been there, right? Although, if it happened to you, you'd probably be fired or possibly jailed. But for Ronnie Jackson, no way. He gets to head the VA. President Trump has said that the Senate confirmations are unfair and that why would Jackson even want this job? Why are they unfair? Jackson's only... also being accused of dishing out opioids at alarming rates as a doctor and for drunkenly banging on a female coworker's hotel room door on a trip overseas. Now, if these allegations turn out to be fake news, I agree, President. It's unfair. But if they are true, what's unfair about vetting non-elected people to run huge taxpayer-funded positions in the government? Right? Seems pretty fair.
Denise! Are you in there? It's me, the head of the VA.
Ford Motor Company's cutting back on selling some of its cars. It'll stop selling the Focus, the Fiesta, and the Fusion to North American consumers. So get ready for a ton of 2019 Ford Fiestas in Brazil. Ford Fiesta, Fusion, Focus. What about the Escort? Classic Wonder Lake starter car, right? Please tell me you're not giving up on the Escort. Say what now, you already did? That's what they should do. They should get rid of all those F cars I just mentioned, the F class Fords, and just say, you know what, all we're doing from here on out, the Explorer and the Escort. That's it. In weather, it's nice. As you heard Rob Martier say, maybe 80s next week. Wow. In sports, the NFL draft is tomorrow. The Bears have the 8th pick overall and a top pick in the 2nd round as well. They have a true shot to get 2 premier Pro Bowl caliber players in the stocked draft. It's a bunch of QB starved teams, and the Bears, for once, are not one of them. So there's a chance they could snag a linebacker like Roquan Smith out of Georgia, or safety like Minka Fitzpatrick from Alabama, or the Notre Dame guard, Quentin Nelson. Man, Minka Fitzpatrick would be amazing. Let me try him out, see if he fits. Third down, here we go. Aaron Rodgers throws deep and low. No, flag thrown. Pass interference on Minka Fitzpatrick. First and goal, Packers. That feels about right. Yeah, I can see that fitting. The Bears are one of the lucky teams that really have a need everywhere but quarterback, so they really can't go wrong, right? That being said, they'll do it wrong. We'll talk with Adam Ogg coming up at 9 o'clock. The big issue is that the Bears are without a third-round pick this year, surrendering for the draft moves to get Mitchell Trubisky last year. But there's always a chance that the Bears trade down, get more players in this draft. All we know is that there's going to be a ton of young, talented, strangely dressed athletes at Cowboys Stadium tomorrow night. That's what we watch for, right? Loyola Chicago stepped up and extended coach Porter Moser after the awesome Final Four run, so he's going to stay in Rogers Park? Really? I would have sworn he'd be the new coach at Louisville or some other scandal-plagued school, right? Speaking of college basketball, commission said that it needs to be fixed. The biggest problem? One-and-done players. Really? How about the idea that those players don't get paid, right? We're just going to avoid that elephant in the room, Condoleezza Rice? Okay, cool. The Cubs have a big national spotlight game tonight against the Indians. They walloped Cleveland last night thanks to big games from Schwarbs and Happ. Still no Chris Bryant tonight. He's still out after getting hit in the head on Sunday. Coach says, Madden says he might be back tomorrow. The Sox lost 4-3 this afternoon. They lost the series to the Mariners. Tough series for the Sox, who lost Avi Garcia to a strange hamstring. And then today, Jose Abreu to the flu. The only solace today is the day that you can bring up guys from the minors and not pay them for an extra year. Holla! So that means what? Can we see some of these prospects? No? Anybody? Hello? Daniel Palka? Well, cool, I'll take him. Where is he at in the top 100 list? Oh, this is the first page. I love his name. Could get a lot of Palka references in the booth if he gets hot, right? Another homer for Moncada today. Kid could play. Tomorrow, the Sox head to Kansas City for a showdown with the Royals. They just got back Salvador Perez. NBA playoffs, I forgot to mention yesterday, Marco Bellinelli plays for the Sixers. Another former Bull. Steve Kerr as well, coach of the Warriors. When did they do the lotto balls? Is that coming up? I think it's coming up soon. Hope so. Also, hard to watch all the Game 7s and Stanley Cup playoffs, right? Round one here. Just brings back the fact that the United Center is dark this spring. And finally tonight, Kanye West is back. Oh, joy. The positive, new music apparently coming in June. The negative, everything else. Kanye told the world that he loves President Trump because they both share, quote, dragon energy, which, of course, is code for the love of porn stars. Yeah. Just listen to half of Kanye West's lyrics. It has to do with adult film stars as well. To carry out April 25th, 2018. It's Wednesday. Why cook anything? The week's halfway over. Just carry out. We won't tell anybody. All right, coming up, A.D. Quigg and Heather Sherrone are here from the Daily Line. We'll talk all things politics. 8 o'clock, the download on Chicago Business, Luke Saunders from Farmers Bridge, and then the band Preoccupations. We've got a big show, so let's get to it. It's a download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.